Jacksonville. Rain, floods of biblical proportions. Young girls swept down culverts in flash floods, never to be seen again. Jacksonville. The singer-songwriter is booked to go on at midnight at a place called the Milk Bar. His opening act that night appears to be a local guy who is 7 or 8 foot tall with a huge bald head the size of a watermelon. His songs are an unholy cross between Neil Young and Johnny Rotten. The audience appear to be enjoying it. Tis then that the singer-songwriter gets a twinge of apprehension, but still boldly takes the stage at 10 past midnight. The 30 or so people in the cavernous heavy metal club that holds about 500 are not impressed. His first song is greeted with tepid applause. He realizes these idiots must be friends of the guy with a head the size of a watermelon. What other explanation could there be? He resolves right then and there to drive these clowns away with music. He'll perform his set one song after another, boom, 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 without acknowledging their presence, without saying good evening, without even looking at them. And by George, after 5 or 6 numbers, he has indeed driven those people out of the club. He is left with 2 couples and what appears to be a mentally challenged gentleman. The mentally challenged gentleman is walking around staring at one of the lady's legs like this. He walks off again, 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, he comes back, looks at her legs again like this. Eventually, her husband can stand it no more, jumps up, grabs the guy by the lapels and headbutts him. There are 5 people in the audience at Jacksonville, and there is a fight. Jacksonville.